I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When you hear how widespread the global refugee crisis is, do you ever wonder how you can help? In today's program, we'll explore that a little more, and we'll hear how students are wrestling with that issue at Urbana 15. But first, there's a new list that shows the world's worst crises and humanitarian emergencies, as well as ongoing risks for 2016. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission says they work with Indigenous missionaries in nearly all of the places listed. But as missionaries meet physical and emotional needs created by crisis,
they share the love of Christ, which draws folks to learn more about Jesus and more about why they're choosing to help them when they have needs as well.
It's having an especially powerful impact in Syria, where most of the population follows Islam.
They've always been told that Christians are infidels and bad people, but yet they're the ones that are reaching out and providing aid and caring for them, coming alongside them and hearing their story.
Switching gears now to Urbana 15, a student missions conference in St. Louis, Missouri. Emily Johnston is a global opportunities coordinator at Cornerstone University and Urbana participant.
One thing that was really mentioned over and over again when we spoke about the persecuted church was that they are part of our family. And as members of our family, of the Christian family, we have a responsibility to them, to pray for them, to not turn away.
But she says God is still working, even in the darkest of places.
One thing that really struck me was to hear the love and compassion that they have for those who persecuted them, to say that the men and women that persecute Christians are as worthy of the grace of God as Christians.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. I'm Ruth Kramer.